Can you tell us what drew you to the Odyssey, to use that, what inspired you to use it as a basis for this piece of work?
Well, I think every time I make work, whether it's I'm making up a narrative myself, and sometimes the narrative is very tenuous, they're like dreams almost. When I'm connecting with those things, I often find parallels in Greek mythology, and that's probably why I've always been obsessed with Greek mythology. And I was obsessed with it before I even realized I was. I didn't study it properly at school. We did classics at school, but I just was at a state school. I wasn't, you know, really pushed in that way. But, you know, the original ones, I read the Robert Graves, and there's something about the stories have never left me alone. And then, of course, the parallel with that is all the Ray Harryhausen movies and all those fantasy elements. And it obviously touches something in your subconscious and in the sides of us that continue to be archetypal. And I think it's similar in a very roundabout way to Dracula. There are bits missing, and it opens your imagination, and you fill those parts in yourself. And with certain stories like that, they just stay with you. And you get to a certain point when you realize they're still with you, and maybe it's time to open them up and go even further into them and discover why and what they're touching inside you. And I think that is the purpose of myths. And a myth that has lasted as long as that, there's got to be reasons for it. So, in a way, it's opening a can of worms to do, because I'm really, it's an epic story to do. There'll be many opinions on it. I had to chop it into many parts. I had to include the Iliad, because I think if you don't come to the Odyssey knowing the story, you're like, well, who is this guy? What's his pain? I have no empathy for him. And there's something I struggle with the Odyssey anyway, is finding an empathy for Odysseus. And people say the hero, some of the old versions, they refer as the hero, and he's not really a hero. Then they say, well, is he an anti-hero? And, well, no, he's just a man doing those things, savage things that happen to us in lives, and the decisions that you make and all the metaphorical experiences he has. When you really start opening all those things up, it opens up so much deep inside of us. And even now we're on our sort of 28th performance. I'm still looking at it every night and realizing things. And that, again, same as when I started my company, is the purpose of creativity for me. I think I was just at a point where I wanted to try and open it up and tackle it. And I knew it was crazily ambitious to do.